Hey, this is Melissa Bartel, the Bathtub Mermaid. This is my entry for the Dog Days of Podcasting 2014, episode 16.
Off my fingers tried to clutch your love. I'm sick of the soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold.
So tonight's entry is based on a blog entry I wrote a couple days ago from my actual blog, missmeliz.com. Last year, a friend of mine who I only knew through blogging, a man named Michael, who went by the handle Warrior Poet 2 on a site called Open Diary, died. He was a veteran of Afghanistan who used to send me awesome pictures from Kabul. And he died not because of gunfire or missile blasts, but because he had cancer. He was roughly my age, just a little bit older. He had two young children and a wife who were left behind. And the day that they celebrated his passing, the flags in his home state were hung at half-mast because he was really important to his community. During our friendship, which started sort of with a couple of comments here and there, we ended up challenging other with memes and prompts and various other writing things. Sadly, Open Diary, where all of that happened, also died just a few months ago. It died of neglect, mostly. Not by the participants, because most of us loved it, even if some of us had moved on to only visiting infrequently. But because the site owner had moved on to other things and didn't want to maintain it anymore. While I was sifting through the archives, I found a meme that he had done that was called By the Numbers, and I thought I would share my answers to it now. So, By the Numbers, 10 words I like in my own language. Brilliant, decadent, fractious, glower, nostalgic, susurration, overzealous, tintinnabulation, zesty, and zoetrope. 9 words you like in other languages, or 9 words I like. Allegro, attraversiamo, ciao, guacala, joyeux, mélange, noir, pianissimo, and scotchare. 8 city names that are fun to say. Albuquerque, Boise, Carcassonne, Istanbul, Marrakesh, Tehachapi, Tuolumne, and Waxahachie. 7 words that make you uncomfortable. Autistic, cloaca, can't, death, fear, truth, and war. 6 words that relate to your job. Creative, emotional, internal, nebulous, scary, and undisciplined. 5 words that describe someone you love greatly. Affectionate, forgiving, loyal, silly, and understanding. 4 words you would use to describe yourself. Improvisational, mercurial, sarcastic, and vivacious. 3 words that describe your pet. Canine, clingy, quartet. 2 words that describe your higher power, divine spark. And 1 word to end with, imagine. You will note that I'm not explaining any of my choices, but I'm curious to know what some of yours would be, so feel free to tell me, either in the comments at my website, at missmeliz.com, or the website for this podcast, bathtubmermaid.com, or respond in your own podcast and let's see what happens. Show notes for this episode can be found at bathtubmermaid.com. Dog Days of Podcasting can be found at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Thank you so much for listening. And make sure your bathwater never gets too cold.
It's cold outside. Coming off a scary street. Come on inside. Well, I know how it feels, babe, feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside. Still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes,